Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 765, Interview with Covey Cannon, recorded on January 9th, 2021. Hello everyone, this is Duststorm here doing a off-the-air podcast. We have a special guest with us for our second podcast, or at least if everything turns out right and there's no news this coming week, it'll be our second podcast of the year. We have Covenant Cannon, or Covey Cannon, on joining us on the podcast today. Welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we are kicking off the guest host well, strong, and trying to make sure we do that more in 2021, so we're happy to have you on. We've been trying to get this going for a few months, so finally happy that we're able to get this going and really start talking about some of the Covenant and Banished side of things for Infinite. We'll touch on a little bit of that.
Great.
A little bit. Yeah. But we have a couple questions that we ask all of our guests on the podcast every time we have a new person on, so I'm going to go ahead and start with those, and then we'll dig into some other stuff after that. First one is, how did you get your start into Halo? What brought you in to Halo? What got you interested and keeps you going?
Well, funny story, actually. I had this friend back when I was, say, 10, 11. We would hang out, and there was one time where he played Halo 2 for the first time in his basement, and the first time I watched it, I was in awe of seeing the Arbiter, the Prophets, and playing as Master Chief and the Arbiter. And ever since then, I got so hooked into it. I played through Halo 2, and then I really wanted to know the beginning, so I played Halo CE, and that pretty much started the whole trend with Halo for me. I didn't really get started into Halo's lore until, like, during the peak of Halo Reach. And
okay.
After then, it just became a part of my life, pretty much.
That's great. So would you say that you're more of a campaign person when it comes to the games?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm more interested in the lore and the story elements of Halo rather than the competitive multiplayer.
Gotcha. I think a lot of folks really get that enticing view into Halo by the campaign, and then the multiplayer is kind of a nice add-on, or at least for the majority of the people that I've happened to surround myself with.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. And the second question that we ask folks is, what do you do in the Halo community? So some people probably know what you do on your YouTube, but for those who may have not heard of you before, what is it that you do within the community?
So, what I do is, I pretty much go over all the Covenant elements from the Halo games. This will include the original Covenant from the old Halo series, to the Reclaimer series, and this new series that's going to appear within Halo Infinite. What I do pretty much is going over the culture, the technology, and pretty much the history behind factions like the original Covenant, Jewel and Dama's Covenant from the newer games, and the Banished. And that's what I've been doing ever since then. I've been mostly invested in the elite side of the Covenant aspects of Halo, but I've been also focusing on other aspects, such as the Grunts, Jackals, Brutes, that sort of thing.
Very nice. So you kind of take pretty much from the aspect of the Halo universe, anything that's not Flood, Forerunner, or human related. So pretty much all those other alien species. Very nice. And I believe on your YouTube channel, from a few videos I've watched, you have an elite character that you play, or you have someone kind of role play as for some of your videos. Is that right?
My channel is mostly focused on the role playing aspects, kind of giving us the perspective from an in-universe sort of thing. Like, my character, like, my main character is Nakai Vodar, a Sangheili Kaidan. So think of him somewhat as a Sangheili version of Ned Stark from Game of Thrones, pretty much.
Okay. Very nice. And how did you develop that character? Is that something that you got inspiration from a specific character in-game? Is Nakai an actual in-game character and you're just kind of projecting that viewpoint into that character? How did Nakai come to be?
Nakai came to be as I was developing Covenant Canon in its early years. It was originally just my gamer tag when I was in the Elite Clan community in Halo Reach. But as I got invested in other media like Game of Thrones, Vikings, I kind of got into the idea of molding my character into something unique, yet feels like it belongs in Halo. Like, it can be confused. Because right now, my character is not canon. It is not canon whatsoever.
Okay. It's still a cool concept, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Basically, my character is basically... He's a Kaidan or Lord of a Sangheili state that's in the northern regions of Sanghelios. And okay. He's pretty much, like I said, he's pretty much like Ned Stark.
Right.
Yeah. And like I said, I kind of build up him based on everything I know from the lore of elites and their culture. And like I said, I try to build my character that even though he's not canon, he can be confused to be canon. Like, he can belong into the canon if at all possible.
Yeah, so he can basically be worked into the Halo universe if, for some reason, 343 decided to kind of take that character and run with it.
Yeah, I pray to God that happens one day, but...
That'd be pretty sweet to have someone that you've created basically be adopted as canon. Yeah. There's a handful of instances where I've seen that possibly have been done before. I know the Fistful of Arrows fan comic is kind of unofficially considered lore within the Halo community. So that's kind of the one example that's sticking out to my mind right now. So that'd be really cool if that were to actually happen.
Yeah, I hope so one of these days, but I'm not going to get my hopes up, but I will still pray.
Fair enough. Keep working on it. I mean, I think for the most part among the YouTube space, you're definitely one of the more recognizable names, maybe not quite as much as like Ubernick or Hidden Xperia, but definitely within the folks that regularly watch and consume Halo lore, you're definitely a well-known staple within the YouTube and lore community. So it's a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on here, honestly.
So for the... You mentioned you got your start with Halo 2. You're really interested in kind of the Covenant species and how that evolved. What is it about the Covenant that really entices you to explore the lore that has been developed for the franchise and really dive into some of the different species, even outside of just the elites?
What got me invested in the Covenant as opposed to the UNSC or the Forerunners is that the Covenant feels like a unique culture as opposed to the UNSC, which is basically any generic sci-fi human entity, and the Forerunners being this kind of weird culture. I don't want to diss any Forerunner fans out there, but I kind of find the Forerunners to be too confusing and kind of too alien, for lack of a better word, to really get invested in. But with the Covenant, I find their culture to be very unique, yet it can be very similar to our own history in the past. It's a theocratic state, or rather was a theocratic state. And with all its other species, it has their own unique culture and traditions, and pretty much their own way of life is very unique, and yet they all come together to be this antagonistic force throughout most of the Halo games.
Right. It's kind of one big conglomeration of a whole bunch of different, well, species, but also cultures, different ways of living.
Yeah, and honestly, I find their cultures way more interesting than the Forerunners, honestly.
I can see that. Definitely with how much Bungie really developed the story around the narrative of the Covenant with all the books, and obviously that was the main focus of the original trilogy of games, having the Forerunners be a little more mystified than with three's games, where they've been a little bit more explored. So I can definitely appreciate and see that point of view.
Yeah, and honestly, aside from the elites, my favorite species in the Covenant has to be either the Brutes, the Jackals, or the Grunts, honestly. Because, like I said, they have their own unique culture and identity that mm-hmm. they can be... That, honestly, wouldn't be surprised if there were other channels that would start up just for those specific species, honestly.
Well, and for those species, I think there's some, at least this is kind of my opinion, I don't know if you share this opinion or not, but there's some at least similarities or some association that we can make with those, or like how we've seen within humor culture, so we can relate to some aspects of them, which makes them kind of interesting to explore.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Like, the elites, they fit with Viking, ancient Greek, samurai, whereas to Brutes, they follow more of a Celtic, Viking, and that sort of thing. And like I said, the culture of the Covenant and its species can mirror, it can mirror human cultures in the past. That honestly, that's also another reason why I'm more focused on them, because it makes them like us, and yet they're unique in their own special way.
Yeah, definitely can help. It's kind of a cheap way to kind of experience history, but also explore some other facets of civilizations and history, and because a lot of that does get drawn from history and past experience and other either sci-fi influences or other cultural influences. So it's really an interesting dynamic that you get to see with alien species, like in any sci-fi, not just necessarily Halo. Yeah. Is there anything with your YouTube series that you try to focus on for the most part? I know you said Elites and Sangheili, that's kind of your main go-to, but as far as what you explore, like in their culture, do you kind of just go and explain it, or do you look at it from the perspective of this is how things kind of got to where they were as a culture, is why the different species do the things that the way they do it? How do you really break that down in your videos, or what do you really like to focus on?
Most of the time, I usually try to have it from the perspective of a specific, like, within-universe kind of, and kind of a in-universe telling of it. Like, one of my videos, I had a elite fleet master go over the naval structure of the Covenant, or having a banished brute going over the structure of the banished. That sort of thing. I pretty much try and do it from an in-universe telling of it, whereas Hidden Xperia tells it through his live cam footage, or Halo Canon going over from a more detailed explanation to it. I rather go about it through role-playing and in-universe explanation.
Got it. And is it... I'm pretty sure you've seen the Oni Archives stuff, and you have the Oni officer that was explaining the events of the Halo games, but as it was in-universe. Is it kind of like that take as far as the character that you're playing is kind of that same narrative style where you're kind of explaining events, you're explaining culture, but in a way that is almost like a history teacher or... Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's a perfect explanation.
That's cool. And I think for a lot of folks who haven't watched your content, some of the more recent stuff that I've seen, and maybe I'm not necessarily caught up, but you've done some of just like your own stuff, but some of your older stuff was a lot of in character. Is there a specific series that you're working on right now for Covenant Canon? I know content's kind of light and brief, so you haven't had too many uploads lately, but is there a current area within the Covenant that you're working on or researching or have a particular interest in kind of during this intermediate time before we get more Infinite news?
Right now, I'm kind of focusing more on the Banished side of things right now, considering the fact that the Banished are going to be the main enemy force within Halo Infinite. So I think explaining the Banished structure now, as we approach November or December, around that time that Infinite is likely to launch, I think that'll be better for those who are uninitiated, those who haven't played Halo Wars 2 or haven't read any of the comics, that sort of thing.
Okay.
My plan right now is to go over like certain Banished leaders, like the Shipmaster, Lett Valier, Decimus, Atriox, and hopefully before the game releases, Escherim. I pretty much want to go over a lot of Banished stuff. This year, I kind of want to dedicate it mostly to the Banished. But aside from that, I'm planning on doing something really unique with a comic series that I am currently invested in doing.
Oh.
For my character, pretty much telling it kind of like Evolutions, The Return. It's going to be pretty much a... It's going to be a fan comic, but it's going to be an audio comic as well on the channel.
Oh, so like one of those... I forget what... There's a specific term for it, but one of those audio comics where it's kind of like the Mona Lisa.
Yes, kind of like that, but not a motion comic, but kind of like, I don't know if you've seen the Thrawn audio comics that came out recently, or some of the other stuff with Star Wars, or that sort of thing.
Okay.
That's my plan, right? That's another project that I'm invested on doing. And the comic is going to be called Halo War Torn.
Okay.
It's going to be focusing on my character, Nekai Vodar.
Very nice. I couldn't help but kind of chuckle at wart and war torn.
Yep, people have said that, but war torn, not wart.
Right. I got it. It was just one of those things like warts.
You're not the first one to brought that up.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I'm not the only one that's cracking jokes. Yeah. So what did you think about, since you've been involved with the Halo narrative for quite some time, since Halo 2, what was your thoughts on how 343 explored kind of the continuation of how the Covenant, or to use a more broad term within Halo, how the species that are comprised of, that comprise the Covenant, and now mostly comprise the Banished? What did you think of them introducing the Banished as a new faction of different races, but still kind of having some of the same Covenant feel, but in a very different approach?
I rather love the Banished. I have so much Banished merch, and I have Banished posters all over my apartment. But what I love most about the Banished is they're not based on stuff like religion or hate and all that. Their motives are more practical, like profit and conquest, that sort of thing. They kind of remind me of the Decepticons from the Transformers series, but in a Covenant sort of thing. It's sort of.
Okay.
And I kind of like how it's kind of hard for me to describe it. It's kind of like a meritocracy, pretty much, where a brutal meritocracy, where the strong rise up and the weak are crushed underneath it. Unlike the Covenant, where it's based on a social hierarchy based on just species, it's based on the Banish is kind of based more on the strength of each species, not just its devotion to the Covenant faith.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
But to answer your further question, why I like most of what Dufour 3 has done with the Covenant and all its other species throughout its time, ever since 343 took over, I love how they kind of made the Covenant more fractured, more divisive, pretty much. Even before they fell apart after the end of Halo 3, with certain books such as Broken Circle, Oblivion, Silent Storm. Those sorts of things that pretty much makes that the Covenant wasn't as unified as we all thought, and the same can be said for all the other species. That sort of thing kind of makes them less unified, more divisive. That sort of thing,
right?
But the one thing I love above all else is how they expand the lore and cultures, the elites, grunts, and especially the brutes, because before they took over, we knew next to nothing about the brutes. Before Atriox, I pretty much didn't really care much for the brutes, honestly.
Really? So as far as like Tartarus and the chieftains?
Yeah, I just kind of found them to be bland, mindless monkeys, pretty much. But with Atriox, he kind of made them more cunning, more ruthless, kind of made them more barbaric yet unified, that sort of thing.
Yeah, almost like a different faction or a different
identity, pretty much.
And you bring up a really good point, how in the initial games you had this Covenant be this one massive conglomerate of species, and the puppet heads, being the prophets, were trying to exterminate humanity, pretty much, and the whole Great Journey thing. But then we have a whole series of books and stories that really dive into how complex the Covenant structure was, and some of the struggles that were experienced between the Sanshayum and the Sangili to begin developing the Covenant. And then all the factions that resisted and still existed and permeated throughout the Halo universe, even though we really didn't experience it within the confines of the games. And now we're experiencing it within the games, with the Banished being kind of that first major offshoot that we get to see.
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to what they do in Infinite, especially given with Eshram and given how much we know about them through Shadows of Reach, the book that just recently came out a few months ago by Troy Denning. And it really brings into light, and that book also did a great job of structuring the Banished as not as unified as we saw them in Halo Wars 2. And because in that book, it made them more like a confederation of pirates and warlords rather than a unified army.
Okay, so
there's a lot of division, pretty much. There's a lot of contradictions, a lot of disagreements, a lot of infighting.
Got it. As far as being able to have, I guess, a good concept of it, it's almost like they're kind of doing everything out of necessity to stay together, but there's still kind of the fallout from the disbanding of the Covenant has really taken its toll, it sounds like.
Pretty much. And it's probably going to take a long while till that rift is mended.
Right. Well, that's interesting. I think there's a lot of cool stories that we might get to see with Infinite, with that being the case. I still need to read the book.
Especially given the fact that it's going to be given a 10-year plan, pretty much.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of room for exploration of stories and really getting to see how storytelling can be expanded upon and explored in ways that we haven't even seen yet in a Halo game be done for Infinite.
Yeah.
What's your thought on, we got the sorts of things that Sing Helios introduced to us in Halo 5, and that played a pretty significant role within that story. We know the Banished is going to be in Infinite. Where do you see Swords of Sing Helios, if at all, play a role within this kind of 10-year plan or the story that we might get to see within Infinite? Are you hopeful to see something in there? Do you not want to see them explored as much?
Oh, I definitely want to see them explored in Infinite. While I seriously doubt that they'll be playing any role in the vanilla campaign, I could see them being expanded more in the DLC, in any DLC or extended campaign modes. I could definitely see the, and given the fact that we got a little bit of a tease from Keith David a few weeks back, we got a little teaser, or rather a kind of a wink wink mode, if he's going to appear in Infinite. It's very possible that the Swords of Sing Helios will have a presence in Infinite. Most likely not in the vanilla campaign, but like I said, in a DLC or expansion campaign.
Yeah. I know we haven't talked about that specific tweet on the podcast yet, but someone tweeted at Keith David saying if we would see the Arbiter in Infinite, and his response was, "If I told you, I had to kill you."
Yep, that's exactly something Delphi Dom would say. That's exactly what he would say.
Yeah, definitely not any kind of confirmation, but it's definitely one of those hints of, well, that is a very interesting response.
Yep, it's definitely something. Like you said, it's no confirmation, but it's not a no. It's not a no.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, well, that would be interesting.
It would have to say no, but...
Yeah, exactly.
That definitely has some indications.
Mm-hmm. That'd be so cool. Because the Arbiter is such a cool character, even from Halo 2 onwards.
Absolutely. I honestly, he's my... If I would have picked between the Arbiter or the Master Chief, I would pick the Arbiter every day, any day.
I mean, being Covenant canon, I think you're almost obligated.
Yeah,
to.
I think that's kind of obvious for me.
Yeah,
that's really obvious for me. But no, like the reason I choose the Arbiter, aside from the obvious Covenant canon, is because aside from the books and all that, I feel that the Arbiter had a better story within the original trilogy of games, rather than the Master Chief. And don't get me wrong, the Master Chief was great throughout the original trilogy, but I feel like the Arbiter story was more personal, and it was more, I would say, kind of more, had a better story arc, and within Halo 2 especially. And Halo 3 did a great job of concluding that story with him. And honestly, I kind of saw Master Chief as kind of the typical super soldier trying to save humanity, but with the Arbiter, it was more of a personal level. The Prophet betrayed him and his people, and he took that to heart, and the faith that he knew pretty much the whole of his life was a lie. That's kind of a big deal, honestly. And
yep.
Taking vengeance on Truth and the rest of the Prophets, I kind of saw that as more of a better arc for the original trilogy than the Master Chief just saving humanity because that's what a soldier does.
Right. No, I definitely agree with that. There was definitely a more personal journey for the Arbiter in Halo 2's story than there was for Master Chief, because Master Chief was kind of just the continuation of, well, you're fighting this alien Covenant race and you're trying to defend humanity. So
yeah, absolutely.
That story continued, and then the Arbiter story really dove into more of what the Covenant was and the intricacies therein, and his realization that he, like you said, has been living a lie this whole time. So definitely can understand, and I think you're spot on there with that assessment for Halo 2. And honestly, for me, that was one of the things that really was appealing to Halo 2 for me, was the fact that you got to play through...
Same here.
Yeah, the fact that you got to play through Halo 2's story from two different angles and see their paths cross each other and eventually come to this meeting point at the end where the Arbiter is now working completely with the humans because he now understands what's really going on. And that peace now between the Sangheili and the humans really starting to foster and grow. Like, Halo 1 definitely set the stage for the Halo universe, but Halo 2 helped define the cornerstone of the extended lore and fiction of the universe.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And it's honestly, Halo 2 kind of was the capstone to Covenant canon, pretty much, because had it not been for the Arbiter story, I probably wouldn't have been Covenant canon in the first place, honestly. I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, I that makes sense. You mentioned earlier that Halo 2 is what got you started, so if it wasn't for that, then maybe we wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. So I definitely think Halo 2 has a lot of inspiration for folks that really enjoy Halo for the lore side of things. And that's not to say that folks that are new to the Halo franchise, who came in either in like Halo 4 or Halo 5 era, not to say that the fascinating parts of those stories aren't at any all important, but for those of us who have been here for a while, Halo 2 meant so much. Even, despite the whole ending of Halo 2 and how much of a fallout that was back in 2004, 2005. But just to see how the Covenant operated and worked and get to see that other side of the coin instead of just from the human side, it's a very unique perspective, and sometimes it's hard to nail down that perfectly because you could either show too much and then it becomes just overwhelming as far as the information you get, or you just show enough where you get that interest to pull you in and really get you interested in, well, why are we fighting them other than the fact that they're trying to annihilate us? What's their motive?
Yeah, like what drives them to do what they do?
So overall, Halo 2 really kicked off a lot of the lore and that expansion that we get to see within the Covenant side of things. Now, before Halo 2, we had the first three books that came out, which were from the perspective of the UNSC. I think the second three were also pretty much exclusively from the perspective of the UNSC. But we just got a lot of, or a good start into the Covenant dynamic. And it's not just this alien force that wants to completely decimate humankind, but it's a conglomeration of different species and different cultures that have come together under this unified banner, but it's not as unified as we thought. And granted, humanity is kind of the same way as far as the UEG and the insurrectionists, but
yeah,
there's some parallels there that are interesting. And like you mentioned before, like some Viking references for some of the brutes, and having different ties to human history, and that kind of just little interest there is enough to pull people into that extended universe. So, yeah. I'm guessing you have played through Halo Wars and Halo Wars 2 since you kind of mentioned it earlier.
Yes. Yep. I absolutely love those games.
Do you find the stories in those games to be a little more interesting given the narrative style that you have with real-time strategies versus first-person shooters, or is it kind of all pretty much the same, just kind of more content is good and more stuff to study and consume about the Covenant species is just anything and everything is good? What's your take on that?
I honestly love the Halo Wars series. I love the strategy based games. At first, when I originally heard of it, like long time ago, I was not into that idea. When I first heard that idea, I was like, what? No, Halo is always a first person shooter. You can't have that.
Yeah.
But playing through Halo Wars for the first time, I was blown away. I actually loved it, especially playing as the Covenant. I love how they're struck their buildings, their vehicles, their like pretty much all their tactics and units were, and the blur cutscenes were just on point. I'm so surprised that they haven't made a movie at that time, that they didn't make a movie out of that. From the simple blur cutscenes, they could have made a great movie, honestly, for me.
I think a lot of people have wanted that kind of
experience absolutely.
With blur.
And seeing that blur came back with Halo 2 Anniversary's cutscenes, that made me so hyped. And the hype was well earned. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
And the same can be said with Halo Wars 2. With the Banished expanding their lore and their structure and the Phoenix Logs. That was a great addition. That brought that was pretty much like the Codex from Mass Effect in the best way possible.
I wish they would do that within the first-person shooter games as well, because we got it. I mean, it wasn't really a full implementation of anything like it, but we kind of got a taste of it with Halo CE Anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the scanning feature.
Yeah.
But as far as like a storyline or timeline, having something like that within Infinite, with how it's looking at a 10-year tenure for having this kind of games as a service type thing, that would be really cool to have
some they actually kind of are doing there. That if you pause during the demo during the when they're looking at the
TAC
HUD,
map
mm-hmm. yep it, the TAC map it will say a database on the top left, so we may be getting a codex like the Phoenix Logs.
That would be cool.
We may be seeing that. I hope to God that's the case. That's what's looking like for me.
I think a lot of lore fans would be thrilled to have something like that within the game.
I know Halo can, as I know that for a fact.
I'm sure he's probably like he probably wants as much lore as possible that can be stuffed into a game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so would I.
Yeah. What's your thought on with Halo Infinite looking to be a 10-year games as a service title type of thing? What kind of DLC would you like to see?
Like I said, probably a Sword of St. Helios Arbiter slash sort of campaign. But given that, like you said, it's a 10-year plan, it's definitely shaping up. It could shape up to be a huge game, kind of like how MCC is right now, but in a different way possible. Like I said, different campaign modes, different expansions, not just for multiplayer, but like I said, for campaigns, such as for different perspectives. Like for now, it's going to be the Master Chief. The next one could be the Arbiter. Hell, we could even play as a Banished Brute or an Elite. Like, the possibilities are pretty much infinite. Pun intended.
Yep, exactly.
But yeah, there's a ton of possibilities. If at all, if this game is as successful as I really hope it is, it could really be it could be the next big Halo title. I could even say that it could triumph over MCC. And that could be stretching a little too far right now, given that we don't know much. But yeah. There is potential for that happening.
Yeah, I could see that. 10 years is a lot of time for content.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, every once in a while I see a comparison of you and Halo canon and kind of getting inspiration from each other, and you guys really do a good job at promoting each other's content. Is there anything that you've learned from him or he's learned from you as far as going forward to making your content, even though your type of content is usually presented in a different way? Do you kind of share notes on certain things? What's that relationship with him like, being like he's probably the closest other YouTuber to your style of lore exploration that I can think of?
It's actually I actually took my channel from inspiration from him. Back when I was in high school, back during my senior year at high school, I actually watched his initial reviews of Escalation and his videos going forward, and I honestly loved his work. I really enjoyed his content, but the one thing I found lacking was Covenant stuff. And I, after years of enduring it, I was like, screw it, I'm going to make my own Covenant channel. And I drew a lot of inspiration from him initially, but he helped share some of his graphics with me, such as his display monitor things, that sort of thing. Kind of helped me get my own foot in, but in time I kind of grow into the role-playing aspects, and I grow more dependent on myself rather than him. But rather than me being a Covenant knockoff of Halo canon, I kind of developed it, for lack of a better word. I pretty much evolved to something different, trying to make myself more unique than Hidden Xperia or Halo canon. Kind of do something that they didn't do, which is pretty much an in-universe retelling of Covenant stuff. But as to our relationship, Covenant canon and Halo canon are on very good terms. I would always volunteer to take part in any project he's doing, like live stream or just gathering up, playing with him just to gather up some gameplay footage. And honestly, we just have a great time together. And the same can be said with other content creators like Fletch from Ultimate Halo.
Yep.
Late Night Gaming, all the other things. But Halo canon, like I said, he has been the inspiration for Covenant canon, and he remains my foremost favorite YouTuber out there.
That's good. It's nice to hear that you guys have a rapport and that he helped you kind of get your start as well by sharing some of those assets and some of the stuff that really got your YouTube part started.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for his mentioning of my channel, I probably wouldn't be at 10K right now. I will not be too proud. I'm not proud to be denying that statement.
I'm sure that he's appreciated the fact that someone else has taken on the Covenant side of things and kept that going.
Yeah.
What do you think about the future of having the Banished kind of go forward? Do you think we'll see the Banished kind of persist through things? Do you think we'll see, like, maybe at the end of 10 years, some kind of new Covenant factions or ex-Covenant factions or some other groups that we've seen in the book kind of start rising into some of that storytelling within the games? What's your anticipation with that? Because obviously we know the Banshee is going to be the mainline story for the things that comes out at the very beginning, but DLC could be opened up to a whole slew of other different factions that comprise maybe like human cross Covenant, although if they're trying to stay teen, there probably won't be anything against human. But what's your thought on that kind of possibility?
I really hope that the Banshee become, for lack of a better word, the new Covenant enemy faction that we face moving forward in the Halo games. Unlike the Covenant, They're like I said previously, they're unique. They're not like any other Covenant faction we've seen out there. They're more pragmatic, they're more militaristic, they're more savage. And that's something that Halo needs right now. A new, unique faction. Jewel and Dama's group, they were good. They were good, but they were too focused in the original Covenant mindset. With the Banished, it's something new, unique. And I think that's something that Halo needs right now. A new, unique faction with familiar enemies to fight. So we don't have, like, another Prometheans or something else to fight. It would be simple. It would be easy to implement moving forward. But I would also like to see enemy factions to pop up from the books to the games. Like,
yeah,
the Keepers of the One Freedom from Troy Denning's other work. From Shadows of Reach, Retribution, First Light, that sort of thing. Because there's a lot of ways they can be implemented into the games.
Yeah, especially through extra campaign content. There's, like you said, a lot of extra groups in the books and the extra narrative outside the games that can really lend itself to interesting storytelling, some interesting new groups. As far as how they operate, and even some of the UNSC or human side of things, like some of those factions would be interesting to see play out.
Oh, absolutely.
In Halo Infinite. Now, I know that we wouldn't get anything that's probably UNSC versus Insurrection, but having some of that kind of storytelling in a first-person shooter would be kind of cool. I mean, I don't think 343 is necessarily going to give up a teen rating, because they probably want to sell games, but 343, if you're listening, like, that kind of a game would be pretty cool, like a Call of Duty style, but it's UNSC versus Insurrectionists or that kind of stuff, going back to the history books, or maybe like even within the realm of what Kilo 5 has, the Kilo 5 trilogy presented, like how some of that dynamic with Oni and the relationship between the humans and the Sangheili after the Human Covenant War. Like, there's so many different
ways to,
yeah,
tell different games or story arcs.
There really is. And that's one of the reasons why I love Halo so much and love its lore, is because there is such a vast array of angles that you could take, different stories you can tell, different ways to kind of mix and mingle the different races and cultures together that can lend itself to a whole myriad of different storytelling avenues and different presentation styles, which I think is one of the reasons why Halo Wars was kind of an unexpected success, because no one was expecting Halo to like go down the RTS route. Like you said before, earlier on, no one was any of the first person shooter stuff like, what, a Halo RTS? What's this? But it turned out being some of the best narrative and story within the Halo universe that we've had. And then Halo Wars 2 came out, introduced the Banished and that whole story. Like, I know people that have not necessarily played Halo Wars 2, but they know of the story because of just how influential the Halo Wars story and campaign was to the overall Halo universe.
Yes, absolutely.
It would be exciting.
Oh my god, please. Please.
Yeah. What are your big hopes for Infinite going into kind of the promotional season? What, like, we know the Banished is there. We know kind of what alien factions make up the Banished. What's your hopes for what we'll get as far as encounters or some unique aspects of the Banished that we may have not seen from a Covenant perspective in previous first-person shooter games? Or maybe since, like, we've seen some stuff happen within the RTS game with Halo Wars 2, but this will be the first time we're playing the Banished faction. We're playing against the Banished faction in a first-person shooter environment. If that I makes any sense. Kind of a word vomit there, sorry.
No, I definitely get what you're saying. One thing I really hope we see is like you said, a Banished story arc in Halo Infinite. We kind of had that with Halo Wars 2's Awakening the Nightmare DLC, which was great. I enjoy it still. But I would love to see how the Banished operate on Zeta Halo. But moving aside from the campaign, the one thing I'm really hoping Halo Infinite will have, and please God, let them return playable elites, please. I need that back.
That would be nice.
There's so much potential. 10-year span. 10-year plan. There's no reason why there can't be playable elites. There's no reason why they shouldn't be allowed in a Halo game. We have waited ever since Halo Reach. We have not played as a new elite. I'm not counting remaster elites. No offense. I love my invader armor, but I need to wear something new.
Yeah, I definitely get you there. I think there's enough demand in the community or enough desire to have elites back that if they're not there at launch, which, I mean, with the delay, they might be. If enough of the community really speaks up to it, then they might include it in there. But even if they don't, I mean, 10 years is a long time to implement new features and capabilities. And
absolutely,
just to see what we've seen added to Forge and Halo 5, and the fact that they're working on a almost brand new engine with Slipspace, and the, again, infinite possibilities that they could, yeah, of what they can do with the engine and the game, I could see playable elites being something that happens.
Yes, same here. I really hope that happens.
Even as a Machinima buff, like, oh, that was one of the things that really got me excited about Halo, was just how much extra narrative there was from the community. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I kind of got my start into Halo and really start digging into it in 2007. Like, I knew the game and played it a little bit, but I really didn't start diving into the Halo community until 2006, 2007. And one of the things that really was interesting to me was Machinima. Like, there was HMV Hell by I'm Suck, and then all the Hollywood Halo, like Frequency and Drive Through, Red versus Blue, the Codex, all those kinds of machinimas really was fascinating to me. And the playable elites was one of those core aspects of a fair amount of those machinimas.
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, it would definitely help my content as well.
Yeah. Be able to go and record something for a bit, or being able to narrate some stuff within the game to add to your videos would be pretty nice.
Yes.
I could definitely see that. What's going to be the big thing for you in Infinite? Is it going to be like the boss battles against the Banished? Is it just kind of learning more about why the Banished is on Zeta Halo and kind of exploring what new things we'll learn about the Banished? What's kind of your big narrative pull for Infinite, do you think?
I would say pretty much learning why the Banished are on Zeta Halo as my main interest in Halo Infinite right now. But I'm also really I'm interested to seeing where the story goes with them. Why they're on there, what they're doing right now. Kind of like how they're operating, like how their structure is working, because we're learning so much about new characters like Yeager Rudami. I don't know if any of you know this, he's going to be an upcoming elite enemy. He's going to be a new boss, and there's going to be others, and there's going to be like assassination targets with certain Banished leaders. There's definitely going to be storytelling with Escherum and all that. I'm very curious to see what narratives are going with them, especially with Escherum, because he definitely gives off a serious Viking vibe, and I love that about him. And I would really love to know more about him and how he operates the Banished on Zeta Halo and what his endgame is.
Gotcha. Are you a big history buff by chance?
Not a huge history buff, but I know certain things like
okay,
Vikings, ancient Greeks, samurai, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I'm mostly a history buff when it comes to warrior cultures, that sort of thing.
Okay.
That kind of helps the narrative with Covenant canon also.
Yeah, I was just wondering because you speak of being able to relate some of the cultures and styles of the different Covenant species and being able to kind of tie those back together and draw inference from them. But I didn't know if that was because you're already had that background, already interested in those kinds of things, or was your interest in the Covenant the thing that drove you to actually read up more on those kinds of cultures?
I would say it's the latter. Okay. Kind of like the Covenant species kind of helped me kind of focused into our own cult histories and different warrior cultures like the Spartans, the Vikings, the Samurai, that sort of thing.
Okay. That's cool. And what do you think has been the most eye-opening or cool fact or set of facts that you've learned about human history from your study of the Covenant lore within the Halo universe?
It definitely shows how certain aspects such as culture, architect, traditions, governance, society, that sort of thing, like the city-state structure of the elites is based on Greek, while architecture is also kind of based on Greek also, but their clan structure is based on Viking, and their sense of honor comes from like sort of a samurai sort of thing, because reading up on these cultures, I definitely can see where the inspiration for the Sangheili came from. I can definitely see where people kind of connect their culture, our culture, to the Sangheili.
That's got to be pretty cool to actually be able to make that connection.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. I know recently, too, you were on the latest episode of the Forward Unto Dawn podcast.
Oh.
So how was that experience for you?
It was great. I was a little late to that party a little bit, but I had a great time talking to them. They were all great. I managed to also talk to CIA from Halopedia, and he's a great guy. I love talking to him. He helps me also with Covenant canon stuff, kind of researching certain Covenant stuff that I otherwise don't know. But as to the Forward Unto Dawn crew, they were great. It was a blast talking to them. It was honestly just a fun time talking to other Halo fans like yourself.
That's good. It's always nice to kind of get the talking folks, whether it's podcasting or YouTube or whatever, together and really kind of dig into some stuff.
Absolutely.
It's always a good time. Outside of Halo content, what do you do in your day-to-day, whether you want to talk about job or just other hobbies? Is Halo kind of your only hobby? What's the life for you outside of Halo, if there is one?
There's not really much of a life, honestly. I pretty much go to work. I work as an optician. I pretty much work with glass, that sort of thing. Not really that interesting, honestly. Okay. But aside from that, I go to the gym almost every day. Pretty much, it kind of helps me mentally as well as physically. But most of the time, I just go home, come home, and chill out, play Halo, or just watch movies on my TV. Yeah, it's kind of a good thing given everything that's happening right now.
Yeah.
I think that's the best course of action right now.
You're definitely not far off there.
But when all this craziness is done, hopefully soon, I definitely hope to get more social and hopefully find a relationship. Hopefully. Hopefully. But
fair enough.
But I'm just gonna play it by ear right now.
Well, when the Kai have a better half, maybe.
No, but Nekai does have in his lore, he does have a wife, Katar.
Okay.
He does have a wife.
If you find another Halo fan that might be interested in the Covenant side of things, maybe you can have the co-role play there.
Oh, do I wish. Don't I wish. That would have been a match made in heaven. I swear to God. I hope the Forerunners grant me that. Please.
You have to keep us updated and see how that goes. Yeah. And I think you're not to kind of give away any like personal stuff, but you're kind of local-ish to myself and some others. So maybe we can do a meetup at some point, maybe a LAN party once everyone gets vaccinated and this whole crazy mess is taken care of.
Yeah, I do. That's one of my biggest hopes right now is to meet up with other content creators, fellow Halo fans, and just talk to them, hang out with them, have a blast. That's honestly one of my goals. And hopefully when all this stuff goes away, all this COVID stuff goes away, I can go to PAX, visit 343, hang out with Hidden Xperia, Halo Canon, yourself, and many other people. I really want take the chance to socialize with the Halo community and pretty much just make new friends, honestly.
Yep. Have you been to a Halo event yet? Whether it's...
I have. I went to Outpost Discovery.
Oh, good.
Philadelphia.
Oh, very nice.
It was a blast. I managed to meet with a couple Halo content creators, actually, like Benjamin Vadam, Vin, and I've also met some 343 people, like Frank O'Connor, Kiki Wolf, Unistek. I hope I pronounced that name right.
Yep,
it's
Unishek.
Kind of hard to pronounce for me. But yeah, it was just a great time. It was a great time. I brought my dad with me. I kind of introduced him to what I love, and he enjoyed it.
That's great.
It was a stellar time, and I hope that Outpost Discovery reopens when all this pandemic stuff is over with.
Don't we all?
And after the Infinite stuff is dealt with, and I hope that I can go there more, that I can go back to that and experience that great time with the community and hopefully find Mrs. Vodar.
There you go. That'd be quite something.
Yeah.
With the whole potential of the game releasing on the 20th anniversary of Halo, I know that's been kind of a interesting little factoid with the whole Bonnie tweet and trying to infer like that or whatnot. It'd be cool to have some kind of Halo Fest again, almost like what we had at PAX in 2011.
Yes, it would have been a great time, but I definitely understand why they're kind of going to be reluctant to do that right now. But
yeah.
It's going to be unfortunate, but it's got to be done. They got to think about the health of their employees and their families over something as trivial as this.
Certainly.
It would definitely be a great time if this pandemic didn't happen. I would be all bored for it. I would charter a ticket to them to Seattle and go and enjoy myself. But
yep.
Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury right now.
Yep, we'll have to see how things go, see how vaccines go. Maybe there's something that could be done in a shorter time frame. Might not be as extravagant as we all hope, but you never know.
Yeah, there's always hope.
Yep, just have to wait, find out, and hope and pray for the best. Yeah. Well, we've kind of gone over an hour a little bit, but I want to thank you for taking time out of your weekend to talk with us. Give us a little bit more information about who you are and how you got your start and your interests and fascinations of what we could possibly see with the future of the Banished and other Covenant and alien races that are out there. I think we're definitely in for a wild ride for sure with Infinite.
Absolutely. It was a great time talking to you, man.
Yeah, thank you. I'll have to do this again. Where can people find you?
You can find me at my Twitter. That's who I mostly hang out with. And I also have a Discord. Just type up Covenant Canon, and it'll point you right there. And the same can be said for my Twitter, which you can just basically type Nakai Covenant Canon, and there you go.
Very nice. And definitely give him a follow on Twitter, subscribe to him on YouTube. I know you haven't been posting quite as often lately, but like you said, you've got some big plans kind of leading up to Infinite. So we're definitely curious to see what you come up with and what different theories and stories you're going to tell in the coming months.
Yes, it's going to be a good year, I can already tell.
We just had Shiway on the podcast for our last episode, and he was saying like 2020 is going to be the year of Halo, and now he's saying 2021 is going to be the year of Halo.
Yep.
So I think a lot of people that we've talked to or that we've interacted with on social media is kind of like that tentative. We want to be excited, but we're kind of holding, like, we don't want to be too excited and get our hopes up too high just with everything that's happened.
Cautiously optimistic.
Exactly.
That's the perfect term right now.
Exactly. Tempering those expectations is definitely a big a big challenge to accomplish.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nakai, again for your time. We appreciate all the stuff that you do, all the Covenant and Banished lore. Now,
thank you very much.
Should be Covey/Banished canon.
Doesn't quite roll off the tongue, but
yeah, or something there. But thanks everyone for tuning in. We've got this one on a offline recording just because of schedule stuff. So you're hearing this after our recording. But we want to thank again Nakai for coming on. You can find us on all major podcast services. Just search for Podtacular and you'll pretty much find us where we are. Same goes for social media. We are on Twitch, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to interact with our community, you can head on over to our Discord server as well, podtacular.com/discord, and interact with the community over there. We've got quite a few channels with different people posting different things. We've got MH Cosplays in there posting his cosplay stuff. We have a few people in there posting some random clips. So if you want to get involved with the community, see what our upcoming topics are, our upcoming interviews, that is probably the best way for you to kind of see what we're doing within the Podtacular community space. If you want to support us on Podtacular, you can do so in a number of different ways. You can subscribe to us on Twitch, podtacular.tv or podtacular.com/Twitch or twitch.tv/podtacular. You can support us on Patreon. And right now we have 3 patrons. So thank you, Prestige, Ace, Confal, and Pens Halo for your patronage over on Patreon. You can get nice little perks over there, including show notes, VODs for all of our recording sessions, and some Podtacular swag as well. So feel free to go over and check that out. And you can also donate to us directly by going to podtacular.com/donate if you'd rather support the show and the website that way. We record our podcast normally on 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays. We will be doing a game night for our upcoming one if we don't have a live stream going for any Halo news. If not, this podcast will come out on that day and we'll have a game play session of some kind, whether it's a fan game or just an open lobby of multiplayer or whatnot. So stay tuned for that. We have our Fragment Fridays that happen at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. Hop into the Discord to vote on which game you'd like to play, Halo 5 or Halo MCC, which is crossplay, which has been oh so fun to play. And then we've got our Achieving Halo, which is at 10 p.m. Eastern times on Sundays, at least for the time being. That may be subject to change, but if that changes, we will definitely let people know on social media and in our Discord as well. Final thank you to Nikai for jumping on board with the show. We really appreciate the time you spent out of your evening, and I don't know, maybe once Infinite comes out, we have more information about Banished, or enough information to talk about, we can have you back on and have another lore discussion. All right, very nice. Thanks everyone for listening. Keep on fragging them trucks.